American cyclist Lance Armstrong is poised to win his sixth consecutive Tour de France. Yesterday, Armstrong won a grueling time trial in the Alps. He endured not only a twisting climb, but hundreds of thousands of spectators who lined a mountain road leading to the Alpe d'Huez ski station. Adam Burke reports.
Even getting into the race course at Alpe d'Huez tests the resolve of a spectator. The most dedicated of onlookers arrive to the area days ahead of time, and by evening before race day, the narrow artery coming into this portion of the French Alps is choked with idling cars. People camp on roadsides, in medians, and on the edge of the steep drop-offs that run 9.6 miles up to Alpe d'Huez. In the hours leading up to yesterday's stage, an estimated 1 million people packed in along the course from start to finish, in some places leaving only a narrow column for riders. In addition to the French, there are people from all over Europe. This group of men from Luxembourg was especially raucous. There are also plenty of American fans on hand to see five-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong, who's surged to the lead over the past week. Among them, I find actor Robin Williams, standing on a crate, cheering loudly as the race begins. Williams thinks that so many people come to Alpe d'Huez because they get an unusually good view of the racers.
Usually uphills draw more people than the downhills, because it seems to go a little bit slower and people can kind of see a lot more. They get to see the riders a little bit longer, other than the of a downhill.
Paul Sherwin, a cycling commentator for Outdoor Life Network, describes the lure of Alpe d'Huez among cyclists.
Alpe d'Huez is probably the most famous climb in the sport of professional cycling. It's become a mecca, a shrine to all climbers in the sport. And everybody who's a good bike rider wants to try and win at the top of this mountain.
And Sherwin's partner on television, Phil Liggett, says the steep ascent is punishing to all but the best riders.
It's unforgiving. There's 21 switchback corners. There's no easy section. And you've got to give it every ounce left in your legs. And at this stage of the Tour de France, with just 3 or 4 days to go to Paris, I don't think there's anybody here feeling anything but tired.
This year's individual time trial added to the suspense. Racers left the starting gate at two-minute intervals, with competitors starting from lowest to highest. As race leader, Armstrong went last, but he managed to overtake his closest rival, Italian Ivan Basso. In the final mile and a half, Armstrong passed Basso, who had left the gate 2 minutes ahead, and he nearly tripled his lead to 3.75 minutes in the overall standings. It was Armstrong's third stage victory during the tour, and barring accident or injury, he seems slated to win his sixth consecutive Tour de France, a race record. After the race, Armstrong said his training at the Alpe d'Huez in May paid off, though he added that the course looks a little different on race day.
It's funny though, I mean, you get to know the mountain, but then you put all the people on it, and you put all the stuff, and then you paint the roads, and the thing looks totally different. I mean, the only reference you have then are the switchbacks that are numbered.
Today, racers continue into the Alps, riding 127 miles and climbing over a series of 5 grueling mountain passes. It's considered by experts to be the most challenging stage of the tour. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke in Alpe d'Huez, France.